This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The death toll resulting from COVID-19 is more than 731,000 globally and approximately 163,000 in the United States. Brazil comes in second at more than 101,000 deaths. Infections continue to rise, with the U.S. accounting for more than a quarter of the world's nearly 20 million cases. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. With confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. reaching the 5 million milestone Sunday, the failure of the most powerful nation in the world to contain the scourge has been met with astonishment and alarm in Europe. Much of the disbelief stems from the fact America had the benefit of time, European experience, and medical know-how to treat the virus. That is something the old continent did not have when the first COVID-19 patient started overwhelming its intensive care units. Yet the U.S. faces a sustained outbreak more than 4 months into the crisis. Australia has reported fewer new daily cases from its virus hotspot in the city of Melbourne than on any single day since last month, but it has also reported the nation's highest daily death toll since the virus outbreak began. The state of Victoria reported 322 new infections and 19 new deaths on Monday, with 14 of the deaths connected to outbreaks at aged care facilities. The figures did not include new infections and deaths from other Australian states, although Victoria has been accounting for the vast majority of both in recent weeks. Elsewhere in the Asia-Pacific region, China's number of local transmissions fell to just 14, while Hong Kong reported another 72 cases and 5 deaths. In the U.S. state of Georgia, a high school plans to start the week with all classes shifting online after 9 students and staff tested positive for the virus. This is VOA News. Election officials in Belarus declared longtime authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko winner of Sunday's election. The country's Central Election Commission said Monday, after all ballots were counted, Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes, and the main opposition candidate just 9.9%. Meanwhile, rights groups have said one person was killed and dozens injured in a police crackdown on protests that followed Sunday's polls. Several hundred protesters have been arrested. Police used stun grenades, tear gas, and water cannons against the thousands of protesters who took to the streets of the country's capital, Minsk, late Sunday. Opposition supporters who believe the results were manipulated plan to gather in Minsk for more protests Monday evening. Lebanon's Justice Minister Marie-Claude Najim has resigned, the third minister to leave the cabinet since last week's massive explosion in Beirut. The environmental minister resigned late Sunday, calling the government flaccid and sterile, and the information minister resigned earlier Sunday. Several other ministers are also reported to be considering stepping down. A cabinet meeting is scheduled for Monday. Meanwhile, at least 8 lawmakers have announced they are resigning from parliament, which is set to convene later this week. World leaders pledged nearly $300 million to Lebanon to help it recover from last week's explosion. More than 30 leaders meeting by teleconference at the behest of French President Emmanuel Macron said the, quote, assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people, and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency, end quote. The world powers insisted on transparency in how the aid is spent, wary of sending assistance to a government that many Lebanese view as corrupt, and also voicing concern about the influence of Iran. Hong Kong media tycoon and staunch democracy advocate Jimmy Lai was one of 7 people arrested Monday on charges of violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper Apple Daily, which is published by Lai's Next Digital company, said the 72-year-old was taken from his home on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country. The newspaper also said at least one of Lai's sons was arrested. Hong Kong police said 7 men between the ages of 39 and 72 were arrested, but did not identify the men. Hours after Lai's arrest, more than 100 police officers raided the headquarters of Lai's Next Digital company. The newspaper live-streamed the raid on its website, showing officers roaming the newsroom as they rummaged through reporters' files. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.